The tension builds. Do you know, it's a sad day today. Not because of anything political or anything like that. I've been made aware that they're pulling down Zanies. Now, Zanies, back in the day, for me, was the greatest nightclub of all time, because it had... The time that it was great was the time of the freaky futuristic movement, which gripped London and then spread around the UK in about sort of 79, 80, 81. And there was a nightclub called Blitz, which was run by Steve Strange, who sadly died... Was it late last year, early this year, Steve Strange?
I think it was last year, wasn't it?
Steve Strange was one of the guys, one of the founder members. He was obviously used to wear makeup and was in a band called Visage, do you remember?
Fade to Grey.
And they were absolutely brilliant, and they had just an amazing look about them. And when you saw the what would I call the freaky futuristic people, Gary Numan, they would all be wearing makeup. And that's, for me, when you go back in time, that was the greatest period of music ever, bar none. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the glam rock. The glam rock bit was brilliant. I didn't like the house thing, but what happened in between after punk, which I was a big fan of punk rock as well, but the freaky futuristic thing was just brilliant. When you had people like Mark Almond from Soft Cell, and there were so many other bands as well.
Lots and lots of makeup, wasn't there?
All kind of, yeah, do you know what? That was...
And their fringe. How on earth did they get their fringe to stick out like they did?
Well, do you know what? I just reading the Gary Kemp book, and obviously they were right at the heart of the start of this futuristic movement. And they were talking about the look, where they would wear sashes.
Yeah, sashes and beads and all sorts.
Kilts.
Yes, yeah.
They would go for frilly shirts.
Yeah, really huge frilly shirts, lots, weren't they? With sleeves, frilly sleeves.
Lots and lots of makeup.
Baggy trousers, like peg trousers, wasn't it? All tapered in at the bottom.
And it was just fascinating to hear him talk about the clothing in with such a passionate way in this book. And I say there's so many other people that were part of it too. And obviously there were people like Midgeur, who was, you know, obviously he weren't no spring chicken. He was played in, first of all, I think he was in Thin Lizzy, wasn't he? And then he was in The Rich Kids, and he got signed up for Ultravox and also played a major part in Visage as well. Rusty Egan. Now, Rusty Egan, I didn't know this, used to go around and play the music. He used to be a DJ. That's all he was. He was part of Visage. And he was, I think he was DJ at the big top tent at the festival, and I've seen him do a couple of sets there, and he was brilliant. He was brilliant in his day, and he's brilliant now. But he was part of Visage back in the early 1980s. And I'm just looking at Steve Strange and see whether I thought it was earlier this year that he sadly passed away. It was February.
Oh, right.
Born in 59, same age as Gary Kemp. Gary Kemp was born in 59. His brother was born in 61. He was the more handsome one. But it was just a strange old thing that they stumbled upon, because they wanted to be a rock band originally. And then they went to Blitz, and there was this club, and there were people hanging around, and Billy Idol was part of it, part of the groovy gang, and so was Boy George as well. He'd not sort of discovered himself as Boy George. He was just plain old George O'Dowd back then. But you just think Zanies was just like it, and it really was. It was, they had this wonderful, wonderful look. Although I didn't know too many people that used to go to Zanies and get dressed up as, you know, with lots and lots of makeup. I've told this story before. There was one mate who at the time was my best friend ever, and he was such a trendsetter. And we went to Zanies, and he had this black and white gear on. He'd have black and white trousers, black and white braces, black and white makeup. So he had one eye like black and one eye white. And they used to have this thing at Zanies where the more freaky you used to dress, the more you would get, i.e. you would get in for free, and then you would get some free drinks because you were dressed in that way. because they wanted to create the same kind of image as they had at the Blitz clubs in London and around the UK. And I was telling you in the last hour we were talking about Gary Kemp, and they had to go to a Blitz club in I think it was in Birmingham, and they all went to an after session party, and they started having a drink, and this guy was telling them how great they were, how great Spandau Ballet were, and this guy said, yeah, we're in a little band, we haven't had a hit yet, and we're trying to make some progress. And it was Nick Rhodes from Duran Duran, and I think they went to this club called the Rum Club, which I think they were named after something to do with the Rum Club, Barber or something or other. Anyway, it crossed over, and all of a sudden they realised just how big this futuristic movement was, because it had come out of London and it went all around the country. And when you think back of those great songs, I mean, the Human League used to, they did this thing where, and they were talking about it in the book, where they had, in the 70s, they had all these 70s disco 12-inch records, where you would buy a 12-inch record and it would be extended. And when they signed up, Spandau Ballet signed up to a deal with Chrysalis Records, and they said, we want full control of our look, and we want lots of money for our dress as well. And they apparently, they'd never heard of this before, but there was a reason for it, because they wanted to buy all these kilts, they wanted to buy all these shirts and so on and so forth. And it was just, it's just fascinating that Zanies played such a massive part. And I still believe to this day that that song, Papa's Got a Brand New Pig Bag, was played to death in the club probably between 80-81, and it was in by so much so it was a massive hit in 1982, huge hit, and then it came back again in the 1990s. Somebody had revamped it. But the 12-inch thing is, they said they wanted to make their own 12-inch records, and they did. And then Human League came along and just changed the rules slightly, you know, with things like Don't You Want Me Baby. What they would do is they would have the A side on the song, the extended A side, and they would have the B side on the same side, but it faded into each other. Now, if you remember, one of the most famous songs that's ever been done on was a Soft Cell song, Tainted Love and Where Did Our Love Go?
Yes.
And they went into each other, and they were about 9 minutes long, and it was just this fantastic instrumental bit sort of went on for about 5 minutes in between, right in the middle of the song. It was just amazing. And Zanies, for me, will always be the greatest club ever, because it reflected that futuristic movement, the music that was around. I mean, Japan, do you remember Japan?
Yes, I do, yeah.
David Sylvian was supposedly the most beautiful man on the planet, and he was in a band called Japan, and they had a number of hits, fantastic hits as well. People like Depeche Mode, they were like...
I used to love Depeche Mode.
But then they went freaky, they went sort of grungy, didn't they?
They did go a bit strange, but yes, yeah.
But Depeche Mode were great.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. They made some great music. And it was all like with synthesizers and keyboards. And for me, they were way ahead of their time.
It was unheard of, wasn't it? The sound that, you know, that they produced was unheard of, as well as the look, as well as, like, the following and, like you say, the hair and the makeup. It was just something completely different, wasn't it?
It was, but then, I mean, they say that it was kind of born out of glam rock and David Bowie, because David Bowie had that look in the 1970s with the makeup and stuff.
And the big shirts, yes, he did, didn't he?
And just thinking, you know, Ashes to Ashes, when he was all done up in, if you remember the Ashes to Ashes video, and they're walking along the beach, aren't they?
Mm.
Ashes to Ashes. And in the video is George, Boy George, and Steve Strange. They're a couple of guys walking behind. So, you know, it was there. There was that crossover, and it was the music that kind of changed. Bowie wasn't the futuristic thing. He was just the look. I think they just borrowed the look and put that futuristic sound to it. I mean, to me, best ever. But we're asking, you know, best ever nightclub on the Isle of Wight. Was there a better one than Zanies? Hi, who's this?
Hi, is that Victus Radio?
It is. Hi, who's that?
Hi, it's Kylie. I'm calling in regards to the Carisbrook Health Centre.
The Carisbrook Health Centre?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's just a quick business call.
Right, okay. Well, you've come straight through on the... we're having the lunchtime social debate.
Oh, right. I thought that.
Okay. Do you want to just plug your business while you're there?
No, it's all right.
All right, okay.
All right, thanks anyway.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was easy, wasn't it?
Well, we're not pre-recorded, you can tell that much.
I wonder if this is her ringing back. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is the Carisbrook Business Centre.
It's Keith.
Hello, mate.
Do you remember the futuristic movement? Did it appeal to you?
Well, I was just going to say to you that every decade had its own style, didn't it? If you look at it, the 60s you had the mods, 50s it was the rockers, rock and roll, and the 70s was the disco era.
Yeah.
The 80s is what you're talking about now. Then you had acid, which all turned up in the 90s, didn't it?
Yeah. I didn't like that at all.
Horribly wrong.
Yeah. I thought that was dreadful. That's me. I thought that was absolutely blooming
awful.
Well,
they were taking all sorts of things, like even kids' programs, the themes for kids' programs, and Vampire. What was the other one? Rhubarb and Custard was one they did it to, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What about nightclubs on the island? Did you ever go to any?
Julissia's.
In Ventnor?
Yeah.
Was it the lower hotel or something?
Yes, it was, and it was damp as muck, wasn't it? If you stood up against the wall, you got a wet back.
Well, that's a different story completely, isn't
no,
it?
No, honestly, it was the walls, it was that damp, Keith, where it was down
really?
In the basement.
What's that?
It was
sweat?
That wet and damp. No,
oh,
it was just... It was just rank, really.
Well, I suppose it was underground then, I suppose.
It was,
it?
Yeah. It was sort of down in the basement.
Down in the cellar job, yeah. Mm. But, yeah, that and Barney's, that's the only two. Well, I do remember not going in there, but what was the other one? Bogies, wasn't it? Colonel Bogies?
Yeah, Colonel Bogies.
That's it.
Yeah, didn't go to Bogies very often.
It was Sandown, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, where was Zanies then?
Zanies was the other end of Sandown.
One in the arcade?
Yeah, opposite, underneath the Blue Lagoon.
Very near the pier.
Oh, right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Well, just the other side of the pier, wasn't it?
Oh, right. That was back towards the... Yeah, I think I know what you mean. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, to me, I mean, how many nightclubs have in Sandown on the seafront? There was it the two or three? No, they had Spiker's place, didn't they? What's Cobwebs?
Court Jester. Court Jester down
Court
the other
Jester.
End.
So,
what was the Birdcage then?
The Birdcage was what Zanies was originally.
Oh, was it? It wasn't yes. Nothing to do with what do you call it? Ride Airport then, Beveridge Airport. What was the one they had out there?
Oh, that was Le Babalu, wasn't it?
That's it. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I remember somebody talking about that once. Yeah, Le Babalu. Never went there, like I said. But you know, you had loads of nightclubs over there, discos.
I mean, we're going to try and create a list. I mean, we have done this before. The reason why we're doing this is because I think it's really sad that they're pulling down Zanies.
Well, you know you've got to blame for that, don't you?
Go on.
Wetherspoons.
Well, no, because Zanies has been closed for years and years.
Zanies has been closed for about best part of 20 years, I would
imagine.
Easily.
Yeah, but what happens now? You get these people like Wetherspoons and these pub chains that come over and they do theme nights and take away all the trade.
Yeah, but we're talking 20 years. I don't think that's happened, is it? And you know, that's not the reason why they're pulling down Zanies, anyway.
Well, no, but it could be one of the reasons, you know, the majority of reasons why the nightlife on the island has closed down.
Do you know, I see, back in the 1980s, there was probably 30-plus nightclubs, and those nightclubs very quickly disappeared in the 90s. So I think that it was a mixture of... people used to work on a Sunday, so they stopped going out on Saturday night.
Yeah, that happened in the 90s, isn't it?
I think that's some of it. I think that, you know, nowadays the nightclub thing, the pub thing has been hit because of the smoking. I think drinks are way too expensive and so on. So, you know, I think it's a mixture of a number of things.
Well, it's like, you know, I went and saw a live band the other week. I was talking to the landlord in the pub. And I said, oh, I said, you don't see no many in here. I said, he said, no, he said, it's the usual story. He said, what happens is they go and they have their takeaway, they have a few cans at home, and then they think to themselves, oh, I can't be bothered to come out now. You know, we've got Britain's Got Talent, just come on telly or something, you know, and that's killed off Saturday nights.
Yeah, maybe it has. Maybe
you know,
it has.
Like but I say, the price of drinks, well, do you know it's dearer to buy a soft drink than what it is to buy an alcoholic drink?
See, that's the daft thing. And the bloke who I thought was my dad, he used to run a pub, And he used to say that it cost a few pence to make Coke.
It does, yeah. Coke and lemonade and soft drinks.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's just fizzy water.
Yeah.
And yet it's twice the price.
Well, the biggest rip-off is, you know, not knocking... you got White Crystal over there, but it's the bottled water, isn't it? The price they charge you for that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's a lot of preparation goes into it. I'm not just saying there's other... what they called something? Oh, crikey, okay, what's it called now? The water. What do you drink? What do they call it? Spring water. That's it. I'm trying to think what it's called. You know, we got one over here, Hildens, which is one of the biggest ones in the country that supply top places. But you know, I saw one on the menu once, and it was about £5 a bottle, small bottle.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Expensive. That's absolutely expensive.
Ridiculous. Well, makes a show for the guy that owns it, but it's ridiculous, isn't it?
See, the sad thing is, when you look on the island there, how many clubs are there? How many nightclubs are there? Proper nightclubs?
There's Coburg's, isn't there, down right?
Yeah, is that a proper nightclub?
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Is Temptation still going?
I don't know. I've been out the nightclub scene for a long time.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm with you. I mean, I think, what was the place in the town where by the cinema? Is that... That's a place at the Chicago Rock. That was
a Chicky
night.
Rock.
Oh, yeah, that's gone now, isn't it?
That's something else now, isn't it? I don't know what it's called now, but I think it's a nightclub still, isn't it? People go in there late at night and dance.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's William Coppins, isn't it?
It was William Coppin.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I used to work with
guy... there you go, that's Weatherspoons again, look.
Yes.
I used to work with a guy that ran the boat nightclub, which obviously had two clubs in one. How groovy was that? That couldn't have happened anywhere else, you know. And this guy, I remember him saying when it started, people dropped off, the numbers started dropping off.
Yeah.
And he said, the phrase he used was, there's too few people chasing too many nightclubs. That was mid-1980s. And he was so right, because there would have been about 35 to 40 nightclubs on the Isle of Wight. Incredibly, there are just a handful left that you would consider proper nightclubs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's got a number of things that the reasons why, you know, it's dropped off. But
We all grew up and had children.
Well,
not only that, Ali. You say that, but there's also the extended hours on pubs, isn't it? Before, you used to have to get out of a pub by 11 o'clock, then go to a nightclub.
Yes.
Well, not now. You stay to a pub. There's pubs in Andover and Salisbury that's open at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
I don't think we've got that over here, have we? I don't think we've got that on the island.
Not yet. No.
I don't know, I'm not up. I mean, the other night I stayed up until 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, I stayed up till 9.
For the election count.
Yes.
And we were in the lounge, and I said to the wife, I said, do you think we'd better go to bed now?
Yeah.
I looked outside and it was light.
Yeah.
And it's taken me about 5 days to get over
that.
I know,
you're pooped for the week after, aren't you?
How tough we must have been to go out until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. You wait until you hit past 50, mate, and you go out on the booze, and you wake up the next day, you think, oh my God.
Well, that's not long.
No, that's right.
That's not long.
Weeks.
3 weeks.
Keith, when did you go to Barney's?
77.
Oh, crikey, so you're going back a long time then.
It must have been 77, 78, yeah.
He's well old.
Yeah, 59 this year.
59, yeah. Crikey.
And don't sound it,
do I? No, not at all. Hey, look, Keith, great to talk to you.
And you, Ali, look after yourself.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling, mate. Bye.
Bye, then.
So we're going back in time, we're talking about the futuristic movement, we're talking about Zanies, and you like the Clarendon.
I used to love the Clarendon.
That was in Shanklin, wasn't
it? It was, yes, it was in Shanklin, and it was open till 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was just, I don't know, I kind of missed that Zanies era because I got married at 18. So sort of between, you know, 17 and 19, 20, I was married. So I wasn't out boogieing and partying down Zanies. I did go down there a few times, but obviously, you know, I was made to grow up before my time.
Sadly. Do you remember this?
Brothers, sisters, yes. We don't need that fascist
groove. So they were back in the day. They were Heaven 17, of course. Glenn Gregory, I think one of the guys, Martin Ware, used to be in the original Human League. So we're talking about the futuristic movement. We're talking about nightclubs. You went to the Clarendon. Do you remember the DJ there back in the day?
No.
You don't?
No.
So you don't remember?
Was it Rob?
What? From the Clarendon?
Yes.
I don't know. Rob? You went there.
Yeah, no, I think his name was Rob.
Right, okay. They used to have bands in there as well, didn't they?
They did used to have bands in there, but do you know, from probably being about 20 until I had my first daughter.
Yeah.
I was there every Friday and Saturday night. Party hard.
When did it close down? About 10 years ago?
Was no, it still longer open? Longer than that. It's a big block of flats now, isn't it?
I worked there probably in 94,
You didn't like it, did you?
I absolutely detested
Why?
It. Why? Load of common people they were. Load of common people. I think I went there after. See, I used to close them all down.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of my favourite places was Barney's. I loved Barney's. That was run by... There was a husband and wife team. They started out as a husband and wife. Who's the lady that used to run the Old Mount Batten Hospice? Julie Clifton.
Oh, right.
Julie used to run it with her husband, Paul. And then they split up and continued to run it. But they were so professional because they ran it properly. And then they sold it to two idiots and they ran it into the ground. They started doing, you know, back in about 1992, 93, they started doing rave nights when the rave thing had just... Everyone had stopped doing it. And I stopped working there in about 93, 94. And I went back there about 4 years later when it was revamped. That's a big mistake going back. Went back for a couple of weeks and it was dreadful. Absolutely hated it, detested it. Another place that I worked at, which I went back a number of times, was do you remember Brookhouse?
I was just going to say to you, did you ever do Brookhouse? Because that was quite raucous out there, wasn't it?
Well, I didn't because I was too young to do Brookhouse itself, I think. But Thursday nights used to be Grab a Granny night.
Well, they used to have stripper nights and all sorts, didn't they? Male strippers down there and all sorts.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite a raucous place to go, wasn't it?
It changed hands and it turned into a place called, what was it called? It was called something else. Brookhouse to Floyd's.
Like they a restaurant, it Floyd's. Wasn't it?
No, they kept it as a nightclub.
Right.
But what they did is because the people that had Brookhouse, they ruined any chance of any license up open to up 1 o'clock. So the guy took it on and he had to run it for about a year, but only up until midnight. So quarter to midnight. They could sell drink until quarter to midnight, and then they had to kick everyone out, and everyone had to be gone by 12 o'clock. And they had to do this for a whole year to prove their worth so they could get the 1 o'clock licence, because the people that had Brookhouse ruined it all. So this guy, who was a butcher, his name was Downer. Old-fashioned Isle of Wight name. He's from the island. Lovely fellow he was. Roger Downer. He moved in with his family because it's a huge place. And he used to have bands. And on certain nights... on certain Saturdays he would rotate who he'd have in, and one of those bands that were played in 1987 they've just reformed Island Band, and they've just gone out and played a load of gigs, and I've had it confirmed this week that they are actually playing at Post Fest. And I never knew this. I remember working at 2B's one night, and this guy was getting married, and he was a postman. We'll get around to the other story.
Okay.
All right. It all ties up. But he was a postman. I remember getting him up on stage, and he had to drink a pint down. And anyway, he drank this pint down. He's a lovely fellow. He stayed friends ever since. And his name is Mark Wozencroft.
I know Mark. I went to school with Mark.
Now, Mark was in Jimmy's Big Fish and still is, but I didn't realise he was in Bobby I Can Fly.
Yes.
And Bobby I Can Fly used to pull in the crowd. He used to pull in a huge crowd at Floyd's, and they always used to get a massive number of people. More so than any other night, whether it was a DJ, whether it was another band, they always packed the place solid, Bobby I Can Fly. And I never realised Paul Armfield was in the band as well, and the guy that we used to go to school with, who then went on to play in the Bees as well. They had a brilliant band, and I've only just realised that Wozy was in the band when I saw the pictures of Bobby I Can Fly. They've been, they've kind of reformed,
They've just done they just did a gig, didn't they, at the weekend?
They did.
Yeah, because Mark put some pictures up and I was looking at them.
Yeah, and I think they've been confirmed for Postfest, so I look forward to that. I think that's going to be
fascinating. And Mark looks exactly the same as he did when we went to school.
All he is just a little bit lighter on top, isn't he?
Yeah, he's lost a bit of hair. A
little bit thinner on top, that's all. But, great memories. And I say magical memories, actually. But what a great club that was, Floyd's. I mean, it struggled, and this poor bloke had to struggle for a whole year. And there were so many fights in that place.
I know.
So
outside, in the streets, they were... Oh, That had a really bad reputation, didn't it?
It did, and it continued, because yes. no matter how many times you change the name of the nightclub,
it's still the same.
It stuck. Yeah. It was always going to be Brookhouse.
Did you ever go to Patsy's and ride?
I did go to Patsy's. Now, what was underneath Patsy's?
It was... Wasn't it originally a restaurant?
It was a nightclub. Summit B's. Summit B's. It wasn't 2B's. I worked at 2B's in Newport. Oh crikey!
Sorry.
It was 1B's, 2B's. No, it was something that they called it underneath that place you just said, Patsy's, underneath the Prince Consul. There was. Oh, do you know what?
Sorry,
it irritates me. It does me when I think of that club. Like that. But anyway, the Patsy's I used to go to, and weren't they very similar? Weren't there a connection with the one in Sandown?
Court Jester. It was owned by Nick Spiker, wasn't it?
Owned by the same people.
Yeah, owned by
so
the same people.
Same kind of image.
Smaller version.
Went there a lot, never worked there. But I've only ever worked one night at Bogies.
See, I didn't really like Bogies. I quite liked the fact that everybody went to Bogies, but once you got into Bogies, you were made to feel like you were sort of herded cattle.
Yeah.
You could only get to the bar once for a drink.
Right.
You used to stick to the dance floor because everybody had dropped their drink everywhere.
Yeah.
And you only had to look at somebody wrong and, oh my goodness me.
Yeah.
I didn't like Bogies.
No?
No.
I didn't like Bogies to work in. I worked one night. Okay, now this is a true story. I worked down at the boat, okay, and my first wife at the time said to me, "You'll always be working in a dump like this, you will." And I said, "Well, where do you want me to work? Well, why don't you get a job at Colonel Bogies?" So anyway, they phoned me up. They said, "Would you come out and do a session?" So I went out there and did a session, and the dance floor was packed, absolutely jam-packed, and Wayne Peake reached across and said, "There you go." Gave me an envelope of money and said, "Can you do same time next week?" And I said, "Nah, not on your Nelly, mate." And he said, "Why not?" And I said, "Because there's no fun to it. It's really easy."
It was too easy, wasn't it?
It's too easy. You could have played any old rubbish.
Mark Watson was the DJ down there, wasn't he? For
he years, was for years.
Absolute years and years down there. And he knew exactly what... And I just didn't like it. You know, because it could have been... Every Saturday, every single Friday, it didn't matter what the day was. The music was the same. The people were
absolutely
the same. You know, the floor was still as sticky.
Absolutely.
It was, no.
Do you know, I'm pretty sure that I remember going there in 1985, and I think Bill Padley used to work there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, DJed in there.
But do you know who my favourite of all time? Nightclub DJ, apart from me old mate Bully, because Bully was just the bits. He
Go
was
on.
The business. He really was. Young Trev. Do you remember Young Trev? Not
Who's
many
young
people
Trev?
Do. Young Trev. He used to have a jumper. He used to do the gig with a jumper with Young Trev on. And he used to have he was a little fella with the deepest voice. Young Trev. He was cheeky. He was really, really good jock. He really was. I loved Young Trev the bit. Somebody said a few years ago that Young Trev sadly died. Because he wouldn't have, obviously back in about 83, 84, 85, he would have been, not as young as we thought, obviously. But they say now poor old Young Trevor's bitten the dust. He's no longer
so
with us.
So it's like Dave Cannon's still going strong, isn't he?
He's still going,
He's
yeah.
still doing discos. Well, right from when I was old enough to know what a dance was, he's been doing discos.
Yeah.
So how old must Dave Cannon be?
He's probably about 70, isn't he?
He's got to be about 70. He was old when I was a little girl when he was doing discos.
Do you remember who was actually at Zany's in its heyday? So when the futuristic movement was happening, he was at one club and his brother would have been probably at Cobwebs.
Oh, was it the Whites? Kevin Keith White?
No.
Go on.
It was, I'm pretty sure, Rob Morris... was at Rob Morris was at Zany's. He was the likable brother. His brother was Mr. Bojangle. Do you remember Bojangles?
No.
He would have been another Morris, but I can't remember what his name would have been. Steve Morris. He would have been Steve Morris. And he was on Steve Morris would have been working at Cobwebs. His brother Rob would have been at Zany's. He was a much better DJ, lovely bloke as well. He used to live up our road on Pan. He used to live furlongs, right at the end of furlongs. His brother actually appeared on, what's that programme where you all go round and they cook food for you?
Oh, Come Dine With Me.
He was on the Isle of Wight, Come Dine With Me, a few years ago.
Oh, yes, yeah, I did see him, yes.
And he was the car salesman. He now owns a car lot, I believe. I don't know what he does now, but he was on that. And he didn't come across very well, but mind you, none of them did, I don't think. I forget who else was on the show with him, but because they've done it a couple of times, high profile on the island. I think, who's the singer? The guy that's... oh, the reggae singer from Jamaica. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. From the Isle of Wight.
Oh, Derek Sandy.
Derek Sandy. He was on one edition, but the one previous to that, Rob Morris's brother, Steve Morris, was on that. And let's say he used to work at Cobwebs, and his brother worked at Zany's.
So you're mentioning Cobwebs. That was
Shanklin,
probably
was it?
Yeah, out on the cliff, wasn't it?
It was.
And it was the old, what was it before that?
East Cliff Club,
yes, it was.
East Cliff.
The East Cliff Club before that, wasn't
now,
it?
I remember my stepbrother coming home to us, probably in the late 70s, after a night out at the East Cliff, talking about some bird called Chrissy that he'd been chatting up. We used to hear stories about Chrissy for months and months and months. It was probably only a couple of times, but because we were so young then, it probably expanded and was bigger. But he kept talking about that place, and obviously by the time we were old enough to go out, it had changed to Cobwebs, the East Cliff, wasn't it?
It was the East Cliff, and down on the seafront there was the Red Cliff Bars as well, wasn't there?
The Red Cliff.
Do you know, I remember going down the Red Cliff Bars, we must have only been about 15, and we went from youth club down to the Redcliffe Bars on Shanklin Seafront, and there must have been 10 or 12 of us, and we all walked in, and we all walked up to the bar, and we all got a drink, and we all sat down, and two bouncers appeared, and one of them was Roy Dennis, who lived around the corner from me, and he obviously knew how old I was, and he went round every single girl in this group, and he went, "How old are you? Have you got any idea? Have you got any idea?" And they were all like, "No, no, no." He was like, "Go on then, go on." I was sat there on my own with about 12 vodkas. I loved it. He never asked me how old I was.
What, he kicked everyone else out?
He kicked everyone else out apart from me. And I know why that was. I really... Oh, yeah. Because I had three older sisters that he dare and mess with. So I'm sat on my own in the Redcliffe Bars at 15 with about 12 vodkas. And I'm sure that's where I got the taste for it from.
How brilliant.
Yeah.
How brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about nightclubs on the island. If you want to give us a call, you can, 240666. But we will be back in two ticks.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's James Pickett from Arriton.
Setting up costs was reasonable. The people who came to do it came when they said they would and did what they said they'd do. It's fast and it's a revelation to someone who's had spent 10 years down a one megabit BT line.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240240.
Whitefibre.com.
24-month contract required. Faster speeds available in all cabled areas.
Isle of Wight Feet help people with foot problems and footwear. Make an appointment to see my dad for professional chiropody and podiatry services. He specialises in making orthotic insoles and made-to-measure footwear. Don't put us off and suffer. We're opposite the Conservative Club in Cross Street. Open from Tuesday to Saturday from 9 to 5. Telephone 864444 or search iwfeet.co.uk.
Are you ready, Boots?
Want to look and feel fantastic for that party or special occasion? Make sure you talk to the girls at Beautify and let Yolanda and her team of experienced therapists work their magic. Beautify offer a wide range of treatments from massages, eyebrow threading, lash extensions, gel nails, manicure and pedicure, spray tans and lots more, including permanent cosmetics and teeth whitening. Call Beautify today on 5335 54 or find them at 1 Chain Lane in Newport. Just look for the purple butterfly. Booking is essential. Quote Vectus Radio and you will get £10 off all treatments.
Do you feel like you could be getting more out of your life? Are you looking to make changes to improve your life but don't know where to start? Would you like to be happier, more confident, more relaxed. Good news, you've come to the right place and I know I can help. I know I can help because I've been through some truly terrible times myself, but I'm still here to tell the tales and I'm the happiest I've ever been, thanks to learning some secrets that I want to share with you. I'm Maggie Curry, and over the last decade I've helped many people who were in challenging situations and who wanted to be in a more powerful or confident position. My coaching speciality is confidence building and is truly life-changing. And if that is something you'd like to experience, then please do get in touch via email at hello@maggiecurry.co.uk or by phone on 01983 754 666 or, of course, through the Vectis Radio website.
Hair Learning Centre offers high-quality training in real workplaces, giving an authentic working experience. They also offer a functional skills scheme to help with young people's essential maths, English and ICT skills. Get in touch by emailing info@carelearningcentre.co.uk, visit www.carelearningcentre.co.uk or call the centre on 01983 533 993.
Ventnor Theatre Group are bringing a bit of Broadway magic to local venues on the island with Flashback, a show featuring the best songs from the musicals from the 50s to the present day. The compilation includes Phantom of the Opera, Chicago, Matilda, Mamma Mia, We Will Rock You and Starlight Express, to name just a few. The shows begin at Wootton Bridge Community Centre on the 8th and 9th of May, Shorrel Village Hall on the 15th and 16th, and Freshwater Memorial Hall on the 22nd, 23rd of May, all beginning at 7:30pm. Tickets are £6.50, available on the door or via ventnortheatregroup.ticketsource.co.uk.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
Welcome back to part two of our Reminisce Down Memory Lane. We're talking about Zanies. Sadly, Zanies is going to be pulled down. The building that was Zanies is going to be pulled down in the next couple of weeks. By the end of the month, it's going to be pulled down and no more. It must have closed back in about 94, 95. I was over there casing the joint, okay, back in about 94, 93-ish. And I was doing this, I was in the process of doing some market research for Barney's Roadhouse. So they sent me to Zanies one night, and it weren't like it was when I went out there, you know, 10, 12, 13, 14 years previous. And it was basically, there was no disco lights, there was no, everything, all the electronic stuff was ripped out. They had some DJ bloke in the middle of, just in a booth somewhere, and they had all these little places where you could sit and not be seen, and this bloke sparked up the most amazing joint. It was the biggest joint I've ever seen, but because the lighting was so poor, nobody could see him. You know, the people that were supposedly keeping an eye on everybody was... Anyway, I'm going to go back to last summer and play a quick tune. And I want to say that this lady made me think of the nightclub that we're talking about, Zanies. And she played it was an old B-side, okay, but since then has been a hit. But it was a hit in 1982, and I'm fairly convinced that it was one of those 12-inch singles that one went into the other. But this one was played a hell of a lot more at Zanies, even though it was a B-side in its day. And it was Alison Moyet in the big top 10 last year that did it for me. She was cracking, she really was. And this was the song that they used to play at Zanies. And I just thought it was a great song, but it was never actually realised what a great song it was until a couple of years after. And I still say that's because they were playing it at Zanies on the Isle of Wight. Mm. So the A-side would have been... New address for every situation. Let me think now, what would it have been? Only You. A really slow song, Only You. Baby, I can't do without. Move out. Move out. Move out. Sounds like the wife.
It sounds like Chaz and Dave.
Oh, don't start us off on Chaz and Dave. But anyway, Zanies, that's what we're talking about today. Zanies and other nightclubs. Did you ever go to the Boat?
I went to the Boat a couple of times. I'll tell you where I used to go. It was the Beachcomber up in Shanklin, part of Shanklin Hotel.
That was down some stairs,
yeah, you went
wasn't
down
it?
A couple of steps. It was as dark as anything. Yeah. They had...
Lots of fluorescent lights.
A light up dance floor.
Yeah.
With the, you know, with the lights underneath in squares.
I knew it once.
And I had two, what were they called? They weren't alligators, they weren't crocodiles, they, I think they were caimans.
Right.
In the, and the boys used to torment the hell out of them. Used to chuck them a packet of crisps and all sorts. They did. They were actually just off the side in the dance floor.
Yeah.
These two. Well, I thought they were crocodiles. I mean, because I started going up to the beachcomber. I used to finish youth club at 9:30, 9:45, and then we used to trot down the beachcomber. And these, like I say, and the boys used, yeah, the
that
boys
should have
used
made
to
it. It's a nightclub. That should have made it, shouldn't it? What yeah. a great name for
it
a nightclub.
It was. Loads of people used to go there.
Small, wasn't it?
It was very small. And on a Friday night, we used to take our homework, and we used to sit up doing our homework.
Yeah.
But all our homework. Parents. No, but all our parents knew we used to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop in and buy your drink.
Yeah,
no
I had
doubt.
To be on the 11:30 bus home, though.
11:30, just when
it's... Honestly.
You even missed the slowies.
Yeah, just when it was going out. Yeah, I missed the smoochies.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate. Sorry to come back on. It's me again. Where was the coconut grove?
Ventnor.
It was Ventnor, wasn't it?
It was in Ventnor.
Ah, I remember... Yeah, it was Ventnor, wasn't it? Because I saw this... had a big painting on the wall on the side, wasn't it? It said the coconut grove.
Never went there.
Yeah, where...
Or Julissa's
Island. Where are bus station fire, was, wasn't it?
Down?
Yeah, Albert Street. Is it Albert Street?
Yeah, did it catch fire?
I think it did, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. What about the Medina boroughs? Do you remember that?
No.
There's a block of flats now on the traffic lights in Shanklin.
Madeira bars?
Yeah, the Madeira bars.
Madeira bars.
Is that the Madeira
no,
bars?
No, it was the Madeira bars, yeah.
Madeira, you remember that?
Yeah.
We went
yes.
and saw a stripper in there.
And before that, it was the eight ball, wasn't it? It used to have...
Eight
like,
ball.
The eight ball. Guess what they used to do? Play pool.
They used to have a stripper in there.
Did they?
Yeah. 1977 it was.
No, before my time.
Summer of 77.
Disgusting.
Yeah. You know you talk about old DJs?
Yeah.
Pete walked in.
Really?
He's old, isn't he?
He's very... I'll tell you what, he's knocking on 70, is Pete.
Don't say that, he's doing my disco at
I know,
the
I told
month.
You not to, I told you not
yeah,
to book
him. Yeah,
but
he don't him. Look it, does he? He don't look it.
No, he looks... Well, it's that... Because his hair ain't started growing yet. He
no,
looks
well,
young.
I can remember him doing a wedding in the
80s. In the
80s? Yeah.
Blimey.
Don't yeah. say that, he's doing my party.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
if he lives.
You're talking about the 80s, it's very typical.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, mate.
Thanks for being there,
all
Keith.
Right, mate.
Cheers now. Bye. Yeah, so Pete Walkton been going all those years, has he? Bless him.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so what were we talking about then? Which nightclub did
we were talking about the Beachcomber, weren't
the
we?
The Beachcomber, and then we moved on. We
yeah,
went somewhere
Keith,
else.
Keith went with the Madeira bars in Shanklin.
Yeah.
And they used to have live music now and again. But yeah, you were talking about the boat.
The boat, yeah.
Yeah. I went there.
There was another club we were gonna mention or we were gonna talk about. We were just about to mention. It might have been what Keith was talking about. I don't know. I can't remember now. But anyway, 2B's. Did you ever go to 2B's
no.
in Newport? Did you ever go to Booker T's?
No, I didn't very often. We had loads of nightclubs, didn't we, in Sandown and Shanklin? So I had no need to come into Newport.
Well, like I said, there was about 35
yeah.
to 40.
Yeah, there was a lot of them.
So would there have been a place where your parents would have said, don't go in there, it's a den of iniquity?
Yeah, my mum, I think when my mum was sort of in her 20s, they used to go out the Babaloo or Ryde Airport, as it was at the time, wasn't it? And they used to have lots of bands and stuff. And I think she probably got up to some naughty business there. And she put her four daughters off going in there.
Yeah.
So I never went there. And apparently the Manor House down at Lake, that used to be quite a den of iniquity, didn't it? With a great big dance floor and everybody used to go dancing in there. And then they kind of tried to do a nightclub with it and that didn't work. So
don't
then
remember
it,
that.
Then it just went to a bar, didn't it? The old Manor House in Lake. It's now a Tesco's.
I don't remember that.
It's now a Tesco Express.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on,
yeah.
Where's it? Where was this?
The Manor House at the top of the fairway in Lake.
In Lake?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
No, oh, I lived in there when I was a teenager.
What was the one by Tesco? There was two there, wasn't there?
There was...
Was it the Babaloo?
Yeah, it was the Babaloo and Ryde Airport Club or something it was called, wasn't
they,
it?
They even had their own car sticker, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they did.
I Babaloo.
They were huge, weren't they?
I Babaloo, do you?
Yeah.
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 The Babaloo, and what was it? Hang on, there was something else. Babaloo and Carousel?
The carousel, yeah. The carousel is where McDonald's is now, wasn't it? It was there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it later changed. It was something else, wasn't it?
It was
Hooters.
Hooters of Rye.
Hooters of Rye.
Oh.
Good grief.
Yeah, I went in there a couple of times as Hooters, and that was a dive and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went in there again. I didn't work in there, but we went in there one night, and I think we just got out by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah,
we were just looking
looking
through the window, and it had all kicked off. It was just beginning to.
It was dreadful. I seem to recall wiping my feet on the way out. It was that bad. It was absolutely. I don't think I've ever been anywhere so dire.
Yeah, no, it was. It wasn't the best place in the world.
No.
I think it closed down not long after we went in there. And I think that would have been probably late 80s.
Yeah. Again, it didn't help. 80s. It was kind of in the middle of nowhere. So if anything did kick off, you couldn't do anything about it, could you? You couldn't sort of run off, you know, and run home.
No.
Because, you know, it was just where it was, wasn't it?
Do you know, the only nightclub that I worked at that I really, really loved, because I loved the whole thing, was Barney's. Barney's Roadhouse was great. I worked there for a period of time in the late 80s and also the early 90s as well, and I had a great time there.
See, I went out
really
there a few
fun.
Times, but it was a long way home when you lived in Lake. You know, you had to be certain you were getting a lift home.
It would have been. Would
Otherwise, it was a long walk.
So there must be some other nightclubs that we've missed out then, maybe some other towns.
There was Rupert's up in Shanklin, wasn't there?
I don't remember Rupert's. Tell us about Rupert's.
Rupert's was up with the wine bar. I can't remember the name of the road. Up off the back of, West Hill Manor.
West Hill
in
Manor.
Shanklin. West Hill Manor in Shanklin.
Right.
There was Hollier's, wasn't there?
Oh, Hollier's, yeah.
And I think Hollier's is still going strong now, isn't it?
Is it? I worked there for a while.
But that used to be like a disco, didn't it, with a dance and everything on a Friday and a Saturday night.
Yeah, I worked there and didn't like it.
No, I think the last time I went in there was for a works do when I worked at St Mary's. And we'd been for a meal and we went in there afterwards and I'm sure they were smoking the table legs.
Yeah.
There was something not quite smelling right in there. Yeah, and that was kind of gone downhill from when I last went in there.
Yeah. I think that there were certain places in on the island that I would spend more time at, mainly in Newport. I didn't mind Ryde, didn't mind Sandown, didn't really like Shanklin, didn't really take too much to Shanklin. Whether it was the ones on the seafront or the Clarendon, didn't really take to the Clarendon. Only ever went to Hollier's to work for about 6 weeks. And it was one of those places where you just felt as though if you're not like a local, you don't fit in.
Yeah.
That's how you kind of felt. I worked in most of the places in Newport. There was a place called 2B's, which was around the back of the bus station. I don't know whether there used to be a club there, and it's changed so many times over the years. But it was 2B's originally, and they made it a 21's club. A 21's club, which was used to try and keep out all the youngsters, obviously. But most of the people that were in there were
under 21.
Were probably
17, 18.
Under 18, I would imagine, some of them. But it was kind of an exclusive little place, and I kind of liked it there, a little tiny dance floor. And then it changed hands, and it changed hands again, and then again. And then they had a club underneath, which was called Images, which was like just a long corridor. It was really, really tiny. And I always remember the opening night. They didn't allow enough time to set the dance floor, because they laid the dance floor with these tiles and they obviously glued them down, and they didn't have enough time to set. So when they got the first crowd of people in, obviously it was free to get in. They were chucking away free drinks and everyone was having a great old time. They got onto the dance floor and everyone started moving in like slow motion because their feet were stuck to the dance floor. The tiles were coming off and they were stuck to their feet. It was just amazing. I'll tell you what was a real shame now thinking about it. That was 1987. It was a real shame, purely and simply because if that had happened now, there'd be so much footage of it kicking around on Facebook. You'd have so many pictures.
And they'd be suing you because you ruined their shoes. And, you know.
The other place in Newport that I never worked at, but I wished I had done, but it was, and it almost takes us full swing, because there was a place called Squires. Do you remember Squires?
No.
Now, Squires was another kind of over 21's club. And it would have been, if you, to get into the place, do you know where Baxter's was, the butcher's in Newport?
No.
As you come down the high street, you're at the crossroads with the traffic lights.
Yes.
There would have been Timothy White's on the left,
yes,
on the corner.
Yeah.
Cross the road, there was a bank, and then just beyond that, there would have been Baxter's, the butcher's. And then there's like a corridor going up, not a corridor, a pathway going up to the side of the building, which would have been the old Bugle. Do you remember the Bugle pub?
No.
It would have been top of the town, right opposite the arches in Newport. And you went up this lane, and then you had to go up some stairs. And Squires took you around the back where Booker T's would have been. Booker T's upstairs, not downstairs. It would have taken you up to the upstairs bit of Booker T's, and that's where Squires was. And people like Martin Bully Ball worked in there, and he was brilliant. Martin Bully Ball was one of the inspirations into me working in nightclubs and so on, because he was just funny as you like. He's always had stubble. He's always had a face full of stubble. And it just made me laugh one night, because his opening link was, I've had a really bad day, cut myself shaving, and there he is, he's got like 5 days of growth on his chin. It was just so incredibly funny. But I loved the place, and it was Squires, and I think it was run by Derek Smith. Not 100% sure on that, don't quote me on it. I don't think any fire took place anyway. And a couple of months after it was, because we used to go there in the summer of 83, and it was fabulous. Loved my time there. It was used to go every week. You were made to feel welcome. It was a great old time there. And then they shut down. They got obviously behind with the payments, and they took all the furniture out. And they took all of the furniture out, and they just bought a load of cheap old stalls. Okay, well, a few cheap old stalls, and they opened it up. They wrecked the joint, and they called it Blitz, and that's where we started. Because the Blitz clubs of London back in 1980, the one that Steve Strange ran along with a few people from Spandau Ballet and Soft Cell and all that kind of stuff, they copied that look, because that was the same look that they had. But in 1984, it was too late.
Yeah, you missed it.
It was done and dusted. But that's where, and that's where Zany's got the Blitz look with the futuristic music back in 1981. But they were right on the ball, and that's the reason why we had this discussion.
And we have gone full circle.
Full circle. How clever is that? Bob Monkhouse, eat your heart out, eh? Thank you, Prickles.
Thanks.
It's been fun this morning, and this lunchtime as well. Is that it?
Yes. I'm having a biscuit now.